From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. There'll be no July 4th holiday for the 20,000 firefighters from 42 states battling blazes in California this week. There's just too much going on. For one thing, there are now nearly 1,800 fires, although that may just reflect what was always the case as fire officials update with new information. What's really new are the evacuations that started last night. The Basin Complex fire in Los Padres National Forest jumped containment lines near Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park, prompting mandatory evacuation orders. It's unclear when the orders might be lifted. Reporter Krista Almanzan joins us from KAZU in Pacific Grove. Krista, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Krista, you've been out to the fire. What's the scene like?
Well, right now, what people would consider the area of Big Sur is pretty much empty because they've all been evacuated. You know, I went into a store I'd just been into the day before where the restaurant owner was getting ready and just starting to clear out everything that he could and store all the food in one freezer and just wait as long as he could so he didn't have to leave right away.
Do you get the sense that a lot of people are resisting the orders or are people pretty much leaving?
No, when I talked to the fire chief, the incident command chief, he said that they aren't getting much resistance. What I experienced was more people just making sure that they could grab everything they could, but also waiting to the last second. You know, why rush out and leave when you have nowhere to go, when you could kind of look around your space and see, well, what else could I take? What else could I do to secure my space before I leave?
Krista, where are people who are being evacuated going?
Well, while I was down there, everyone was on their cell phones calling people that they know up north, up in Monterey, Seaside, Pacific Grove, trying to find a place to stay. But also there is a American Red Cross shelter open up at Carmel Middle School in Carmel. And so I know a lot of people were also headed that way. You know, this is 4th of July weekend. And so unless you're going to find a place to stay with a friend, the chances of finding a hotel in such a touristy area is going to be difficult.
What's your sense of how the firefighters are attacking this fire? Do they seem coordinated? Do they seem to know what they're doing?
Definitely. And really what they've been focusing on from the beginning, because this fire is so large and they've really just been able to keep up with it pretty much since it started. It is held at 3% containment and the fire has just continuously grown. And so it's not that they're not making any progress, but it's more that they're just keeping up with it. And their priorities have always been protecting the Big Sur community all the way down along Highway 1, and that's really where their efforts are still focusing, especially because now I'm told overnight the biggest activity has been between Andrew Molera State Park and the Ventana Inn, and that pretty much describes all of Big Sur. And the fire has not reached Highway 1 yet, but that's the direction it's heading. So that's a big concern because that is where the bulk of the businesses are, the bulk of what, when people think of Big Sur, that's the area they're talking about.
For people who are unfamiliar with this coastal area, describe what kind of country this fire is burning in.
It's steep terrain, very steep, and a lot of dead, dry brush, which is fueling the fire. You know, when you think of those drives down the Pacific Coast Highway where on one edge it drops down and hits the water, and then to your left it just shoots up, and that's pretty much what Big Sur is. So it's a really tough area for firefighters to fight.
Krista, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Krista Almanzan, a reporter with KAZU in Pacific Grove. With firefighting resources stretched so thin across the state, some people are turning to private firms to protect their homes and businesses. David Gorn reports.
In the town of Ukiah, a timber town in the north part of California, fires dot the landscape. And part of that landscape belongs to Mike Janai of the Mendocino Redwood Company. Chennai's tiny office is now command central for helping coordinate firefighting efforts across 225,000 acres of his company's timber forest.
The afternoons get really busy as the fog pulls back and the wind picks up.
Chennai has one wall buried in a dozen or more thick maps where he can see all the fires on his property at a glance.
This is using Google Earth. We can get the lightning strikes, infrared strikes, and we've overlaid it across our property so you can see how many places we had lightning strikes.
91 places, to be exact. And all those strikes sparked 31 fast-moving wildfires. The bulk of the firefighting effort here is being done by the California Department of Forestry, but those crews can't possibly get to all the fires here right away. Janai felt he couldn't sit back and watch parts of the forest burn. In addition to mobilizing his own workers, Janai hired more than 100 private firefighters who came in from Montana, Idaho, and Oregon. Janai even rented a helicopter with one of those big water bag devices hanging from it.
They were flying from the ocean and dipping in the ocean and taking bucket after bucket after bucket and hitting hot spots as the fire flared up to keep it contained.
But homeowners probably can't afford a helicopter. That's where Matt Betancourt and AIG Insurance come in.
All that along the creek.
Right.
And up along the road.
And that's all your property? Is your
Betancourt
property
works for Firebreak, a company that's implementing a new type of insurance program for AIG. He's visiting a home in Orinda, one of the affluent zip codes in the San Francisco Bay Area, to evaluate fire danger and possibly spray a fire retardant on the property. And if there is a fire in the area, this home will get another visit from Betancourt to spray the place again.
I'll tell you, lately that's smoggy, gross, because it's really been...
Homeowner Karen Rhodes, sitting in her kitchen, says the smell of smoke in the air is what prompted her to call.
It just makes you, it heightens your awareness to say, oh my gosh, I do live in an area that is susceptible to fires.
And there are many more of those susceptible areas as bigger, expensive homes are built in more remote areas. A spokesman for AIG Insurance, which has actually created an entire new wildfire division within its company, says enrollment in the high-end program has doubled since the start of the year. The higher cost of protecting homes is one reason Governor Schwarzenegger proposed fees on home insurance to defray that cost. According to Bill Stewart, UC Berkeley professor of forest economics, the expensive task of protecting homes has shifted from local fire departments to the state. And Stewart says the private efforts to protect property point out just how piecemeal the process has become.
So you're going to have basically private fire districts, local fire districts, state fire districts, and then the feds. And you can imagine lots of time spent trying to figure out who's doing what.
As California struggles with the conundrum of more fires and limited resources, Stewart and other fire economists say that, one way or another, there is likely to be more and more private money involved to pay for it. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn.
That's the California Report for Thursday, July 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.